Putting aside cost and reimbursement issues, what are the agents or regimens right now that you feel comfortable combining with bevacizumab in a non-protocol setting, and which line?
I'm relatively conservative from this point of view, Neil. I think that the toxicity profile that we saw from ECOG 4599 with carboplatin, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab was acceptable. However, when you look at carboplatin, paclitaxel alone, doesn't have much hematologic toxicity. When you gave it with bevacizumab, there were significant statistically increases in neutropenia and thrombocytopenia. Now, I don't think they were clinically significant increases in toxicity, but I worry about regimens that have more neutropenia than carbotaxol, such as carbotaxotere, and I worry about regimens that have more thrombocytopenia than carbotaxol, like carbogem. And so in my practice, and when I've spoken about ECOG 4599, my recommendation in my practice has been not to deviate from the database we have from 4599. Now, I can tell you that there are a number of trials directed at safety sorts of issues. At ASCO this year, I believe we will see some toxicity data from cisplatinum gemcitabine with or without bevacizumab. So if you see that data, and that trial is ongoing, so I assume that there are no major issues with regard to toxicity, then I would be comfortable using cisgem. Now, cisgem tends to have less thrombocytopenia than carbogem, so I'm not sure I would be ready to make that jump because, again, the bleeding complications of this agent can be catastrophic, and I just don't think that we have any reason not to stick with what we know about safety data, and why go off and use it with a regimen in which we don't really have enough data yet and kind of risk those complications. So that's a rather conservative approach, but that's kind of what I've taken in my practice thus far, because I believe that outside of a clinical trial, when you're treating patients, patients deserve phase three proven standard and they deserve safe treatment. And so I think those are the paradigms that I stick with, and that's why I've stuck with carboplatin and Taxol.